Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello, we are in a special lesson on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. You can send your questions through Sfirat Hava or Kab.tv, and we'll continue with excerpt number 71.
There's a question here. I want to reach identification with the Creator, a connection with the Creator, bestowal to the Creator, to be Adam. Still, my desires are egoistic. And I'm told that in order to truly reach, bestow the quality of the Creator, we can do it with two steps. The first step is to reach the love of people, and the second step is to reach the love of the Creator. And to reach the love of people, which is the primary thing, the first stage, meaning, even if I have a connection with the Creator, I ask of Him that He will arrange for me love towards people, towards the friends, the ten. So much so that it is more important for me than reaching love for the Creator. That I use the Creator in order to achieve the love of people, the love of friends. This for me is the most important. Truly, I don't want more than that. I know that there is another stage following that, but I don't feel any importance to it. Rather, the importance is primarily in the love of friends. And I really only ask for that of the Creator. Give me the forces, give me the inclination, give me whatever I need in order to reach the love of friends, so that the connection between us will be such that I won't feel any gap between us, no difference. As Rabash writes, that the outstretched land of thousands of miles will not separate between us, and all the friends are standing in my heart. How can we depict to ourselves that there is love, an attitude, an inclination towards the friends that is greater than towards the Creator? And I use the upper force, the Creator, in order to connect with the friends, and that's the only thing I need. That is the first stage, and it has to exist in such a way. Are we coming closer to this? Are we in this? Each one should ask himself all of this. And are we concerned that it will happen? Do I care that it will happen? Am I aware that only this is what I have before me right now? Where is that love of friends? What about it? My ten. Is it truly the most important for me so that there is nothing else besides that? It's not that I should cry out to everyone about it, to tell them to sing. No, not necessarily. Rather, I simply want to reach that. I want to live in that. I want only this to fill me up. My head, my heart, everything. As it says, all my bones shall tell. And as for the Creator, I only ask of Him that. Give me the possibility to feel the friends that they're all in my heart, all of them. And besides them, there's no part of any friend that is outside of my heart. And if I reach that, then, well, it comes and goes, and gradually, as usual, we cannot discover this entire hidden desire, this also broken desire that exists between me and the friends. But if we reach that, we reach the first stage of our correction. And later on, we will talk about the second stage, from the love of people to the love of friends to the love of the Creator. That is already a different form of the work. So, let us now scrutinize between us in the tense. How can we be concerned only about this, only about the connection between us? Up to love. And love means that we don't feel that there is any difference between me and the friends, rather we are all together in such a mixture. Each one mixed within the others, and they're all inside of me, so that we're truly as man in one heart. How, in our feeling, can we depict to ourselves that we are in one heart? Please, speak about it for a few minutes. Go ahead. Good luck.
כן, חאג'י, היינו אצלך, קדימה.
חאג'י.
אנחנו מגיעים לזה...
We come to it... by helping each other come back to the start. Somewhere we were in it, and then with this blessed state the Creator had sent us, necessity once again occupies a greater place in our heads, and we need to build a new level above this new coarseness. It came here only to advance us, to take us out of Egypt, and we are climbing. Avinom.
Yes, indeed. It is a prayer, a strong prayer to the Creator, that He will allow us to feel one another, that we are in one mixture, that we don't care for anything besides the connection between us, and even more than the connection with Him, our connection is the most important. Through that, we also feel Him. And even if we will fall from that 100 times, we are asking for the forces not to tire in this work. Pinkas.
Amit. A very opening, very emotional, very moving opening. I'm really in a prayer now that we'll be able to scrape a little bit of that feeling that Rav is opening up for us and understand that there is no other place to get confused about. Just like Baal HaSulam says, I gave you one remedy, love of friends. Don't get confused. A person needs nothing else. Only that. It's such a focal point. Our work is on the Kli, and the Creator is the power that helps us out of our inability to do it, to when we ask to glue us into one Kli, and we don't need anything other than that. Just to see who we have before us here, the world Kli, and such a level of yearning. And just to ask more and more that the heart will open up and we'll have the subtlety of the soul and we'll be able to cleave to one another. And I think the focus of on working on connection and love between us, that's what will help us break the glass ceiling of dissemination. That's what the world needs. Not upper force or anything, just to see the gentleness and the subtlety of love of others, as he writes.
I don't know. There is this feeling of a wall. And it is a good feeling. It is a feeling of something that we need to break. How do we do it? Together. I have no idea how. It's just very clear that it must be done together. And it's good that we're starting to engage in this and we realize that we have to break something between us, and that's the only thing we have to do. Jonathan.
We need the light in order to do this work and to prepare ourselves. It's all in the preparation. Prepare the vessel. Do what the Kabbalists are saying, and to pray. Because it's not within our nature to do it.
Well, thanks to the great friends, I started remembering what I'm supposed to start to do, to enter this mix, as the question says, mix between us, dissolve into the 10, into the deficiencies of the friends, to feel them, to make a restriction on myself, rise above everything that I have in my head right now, as if there is nothing there, and to start developing this request, this prayer. Danny. Nahari.
Each and every friend is special, is different, unique, unique, and a node. And because of that, we are equal. Because we're different, each one has his own unique effort towards the center of the ten. But our common effort, like in trying to break this multidimensional lock in our relationship between us, we open the gate to a different reality.
The most important is to care for something that is related to the group. It's not that I have some confusion that I need to care for anything else or care more about the Creator than the love of friends. No. One is concerned about corporeality, stuck in his own world. It's not that you have some other confusion. The most important is to care about whatever relates to you. How to do it? I don't know. It becomes a lot harder from one day to the next to care for something that is related to you. To be busy with that, with all the Zoom meetings and everything we're trying to do, it becomes harder and harder. Tujman.
Yeah, it's tough because I need to think in such a way that doesn't belong to me.
Rav, let's begin the lesson.
We're going to read.
When we speak about the connection between all of us, we prefer to speak about how we yearning to it and not how difficult it is individually for someone to feel that. We want to awaken and soften the heart of the friends, not awaken them towards some difficulty that sometimes we have on the path. You don't speak like that. Please.
We're reading from the document with the excerpts on work and faith above reason, excerpt 71, Rabbi Asher, number 25. What is he who has a flaw shall not offer sacrifice in the work? Before a person comes to perform a mitzvah and bless on it, he must first take upon himself faith above reason. That is, although he still does not feel the importance of Torah and mitzvot, he should believe above his intellect that they are very important things. Because a person is still unfit to feel the greatness of Torah and mitzvot, since there is a correction regarded as avoiding the bread of shame. For which there is a concealment on the Torah and mitzvot. For this reason, we must begin with work above reason and disregard our feelings. Rather, we must say, they have eyes and see not, to the extent that we overcome through faith in the importance of Torah and mitzvot, to that extent we can give thanks. That is, the blessing that a person gives to the Creator depends on the measure of importance of Torah and mitzvot.
שוב.
Again.
מתם שאדם הולך לעשות מצווה ולברך עליה,
before a person comes to perform a mitzvah and bless on it, he must first take upon himself faith above reason. That is, although he still does not feel the importance of Torah and mitzvot, he should believe above his intellect that they are very important things, because a person is still unfit to feel the greatness of Torah and mitzvot, since there is a correction regarded as avoiding the bread of shame, for which there is a concealment on the Torah and mitzvot. For this reason, we must begin with work above reason, and disregard our feelings. Rather, we must say, they have eyes and see not, to the extent that we overcome through faith in the importance of Torah and mitzvot, to that extent we can give thanks. And that is, the blessing that a person gives to the Creator depends on the measure of importance of Torah and mitzvot.
There
are no questions? Well, let me ask. Let's imagine to ourselves that we are in some place where there is everything that we want. Everything that we want. Money, honor, health, forces, whatever you want, right? However, we can see that only on the condition that we use it for the benefit of others.
איך אנחנו מתנהגים?
How would we behave?
זה בעצם ה...
This actually is the depiction of our state. We were given the entire world, however, on the condition that you can use it for the benefit of others. For the benefit of others means not for your relatives, people who are close to you, that you care for them. Others means others, that you don't feel in your egoistic desires any inclination towards them. And you have before you everything that you want. However, you can take from there and pass it on to others, according to your understanding. To others means that you have no emotion, no feeling towards them. It's not for yourself, that you would have liked to use it for yourself, but to others, that you prefer to give it to others. And you prefer it not because, well, it's hidden and there's no choice, but rather because you overcome your desire to take these things that are tasty, let's say, and use them yourself. Rather, you prefer to pass it on to others. From where will you take this importance of the others that is entirely disconnected from you? You feel totally indifferent towards them. How is it possible to take good, nice things in which you see importance, that you feel flavors in them, great fulfillments, and pass it on to someone who is totally indifferent, you're indifferent to him? How would you do that? How do we do it? How do we learn how to do so in the 10?
בבקשה.
Please.
איך אנחנו אמורים...
How should we do it? We simply start from belief in the sages. They told us about it. They filled us with material. We read about it. They washed us with their words. Each excerpt awakens something in the heart, and our parts were connected before. They used to be connected, and they told us that we can connect and reach this complete connection. So we are confident about it.
Yes, just like anything else, like a relationship with your wife or a family or anything else, you have to invest in it. Even in case and when there is natural life, you have to invest, because it's not sufficient, all the more so in our case when we don't have it in our nature. Therefore, inside of our 10, the way to the upper one should be that love of others, playing, acting this love of others, acquiring the importance of love of others, this is what you have to do all day. When you come to the Zoom, what love of others do you bring with him when you come to the Zoom? It's not enough to just come to the Zoom. How do you earn your entry ticket in that spiritual love? What love of others do you bring? What can you do? What can you increase? What can you tell? Amit.
Yeah, we're in such a stage, and this is the time where we get to practice it. That's the training we need to go through in our thought, our speech, the action. This is what the gifts are all about. The same place, the same place. Doesn't matter what you give the friends. Even when you speak in a workshop, you need to think that, as Rav said, you're giving the friends an option to take, to be integrated from this, the place of this treasure that each and everyone has inside of him, behind him, and to be proud of it, that each one should have the importance that he's coming to give something. He's giving, he's not taking, he bestows to the friend something that only through him it can come out, the quality, feeling and understanding. That's what we need to see, importance in everything a friend may be able to bestow to the ten.
Rav, how can we depict ourselves, the Creator who is revealed in the connection between us? How do we arrange the connection between us so that the Creator will be revealed there? For the time being, in what form, in what state is that network of connection between us in the ten, so that there the Creator wants and can be revealed? This network can hold him. This network is from each one to his nine friends. From each one to the nine. From each one to the nine. Right? Do we have such a network? Are all the threads there? Because you need to have 10, not 9, not 11. So that when we reach such a network, even though each thread is so thin, however, if this network exists, already we can feel the Creator as the light of Nefesh between us. Do we have between us such a network? Such a connection between us? Let's check. What do we think? Go ahead. Each 10 should speak about it.
Jonathan.
Okay. This web, this network exists. The question is, do we feel it? Maybe because of
Jonathan, if I don't feel it, then it does not exist. There's no such thing that it exists, however, I don't feel it. We're talking about sensation. Sensation is attainment. Please continue.
I hear what Rav is saying. We need to pray in order to reveal it, this web, this network, And later the light can give us the opportunity to reveal it.
When there is acting and there is importance and there is an example, then there is a network and the Creator is there. And we see that throughout the day, if there is such a spirit in the tent, you cannot run away from it. It simply falls on you everywhere. But then the Creator adds a little bit of the left line so that it will have room to exert, and then in one moment it can disappear. So what we, I think we talked yesterday about it, right? About the pistons in the engine yesterday. Each friend who is now up above should search each second for how can he take advantage of this ascent in order to pump more importance, more greatness into the ten. That way we constantly maintain, keep this network in the air. Okay.
Yeah, once we started to ignite, I can feel something totally egoistic. I mean, one I can't stand, one is like this, one is sticks it to me here, another over there. And each time I rise above my egoistic feeling a little differently, and I go in the opposite way. I want to extol him, I want to justify him. This is the work. From this we get the mix. From each one together, where the feeling becomes a prayer from something egoistic.
Of course, there's a network, and we are connected to it. There's no fear that we won't feel it. However, each time we're being grown, so that we can add more networks to it and the whole of humanity, and we have to do this work, which is above reason, above the ordinary, and we have to renew it each time.
The network is felt in the influence of all the friends on you, and you're obligated to bestow to the friends. We saw it in our preparations, we saw it in the awakening of the friends. Every friend feels there's an awakening and an importance that comes from the environment, from what exists in his environment. This is the network that we need to add in greatness towards it.
You know, the most important is that we always come back to check this attitude that exists between each one and everyone. This is where the Creator is revealed. What does it mean the Creator is revealed? That we invite a quality of bestowal, that we build it out of some indifference, or we rub our hearts against each other. We awaken this love between us. We awaken in a warm attitude. So we need to check, how do I create such an emotion towards each one of the friends and from each friend to all the others?
Yeah, this feeling is felt more than once. And even when we feel it, we have to make it greater, to look for where else I can feel the friends, where else do we feel the connection, because the connection is the only thing that lives and passes onward. That's what we learn, and we need to strengthen it more and more.
In what way do I try to give an example to the friends for how to strengthen the network between each one, between everyone? 9 times 9. Go ahead. Or 10 times 10. How do I give an example, a constant, permanent example to all the friends that we have to work on strengthening the network? That if we don't exert to make it stronger any moment, every moment, it goes away. There's no such thing that you can just leave it alone and it lives. Go ahead, please.
We need to take advantage of every gathering with the friends to do exactly that. There are no meetings that are for nothing. Each one is an opportunity that will never return, to add to this connection, to this network. And beyond these connections, we also need to remember the great connection that holds everything, the connection to the Creator. not to forget for a moment that above every feeling, we have to develop the yearning to the Creator, the yearning to Him to come and to help us, because only He can come and save us. Only on us is only to exert and to look for different tactics. How can we strengthen the connection? Pull it this way or that, but ultimately the Creator is the one who sustains everything.
I wish we would feel that we are in the focus group each day, each moment, each second. I'm so impressed from this state that is forcing us, and it brings out all the beauty and the good that is in our 10, a very special 10. It's a tough question. It makes you feel ashamed because of your petty acts, as much as you try to do it, but it truly is obligating. And I mostly think about the fear of how much in each one of our meetings throughout the day, and certainly the lesson is something that is like a fountain from which you later drink when you are seemingly disconnected from the friends. And you work with that, and how much we should appreciate and uplift, and how much we will have the ability to use the forces that we're now discovering between us, and also later on until the next meeting, truly so that there would be no disconnection. We will constantly be in the lesson, in these Zoom meetings, above all the engagements, that imaginary corporeal engagements. Rav, what does it mean that we hold the Creator between us? And this actually is our confidence, our guarantee, our insurance that we will not separate, that we will remain with a connection between us, and even an increasing connection. So what does it mean that we are holding Him, that we need Him? He is the glue between us. How do we hold the Creator as the glue between us so that He will serve us in that? That the most important is the connection between us for the time being. And He is the force that serves, the force that maintains it, the force that connects. How do we feel the Ten and the Creator between us, holding Him forcefully, since without Him we will not be connected to each other? Please.
First of all, we have to do these actions and preparations, dissemination, inner work during the day. And additionally, I myself, I feel it, that nature of the will to receive, without anything above it, without an upper force, I can't make connections with anything. I have this barrier. Danny.
It seems to me that the prayer of many, in the end, it sums up to that. You know, the other actions are in order to bring us back to this common prayer, to hold each other in dvekut, adhesion, in the center of the Ten, in order to give Him contentment. And of course, we have to add to this that the light also spreads from us to the whole world. It's not in order for something to be revealed between us so that we can simply keep it. Chagai.
Prayer of many is the result, I think. First thing is the covenant, intermingling, this game between us. But I think the problem, as Rav points to it in the question, that when I work with the friends, I forget about the Creator. When I work with the Creator, I forget about the friends. So thank God we have the teacher and the text to bring us back to this point. We have to annul towards them, hold on to them, renew this work. And the friends and the Creator, who is the guarantor to make the connection.
The great secret is to strengthen between us the greatness and importance of the Creator, of the quality of bestowal at all possible means. Rav, teach, share the books, the group. What is it?
With everything we can, not to let go, strengthen it, whatever a person can do. Maybe I don't think there's something specific.
It is hold that the Creator decrees and the righteous cancels, meaning if I justify the Creator, if whatever I do, I don't expect anything except to bring it out, and what a friend will do later on, it doesn't matter to me, then we're in the right direction. Avinoam? Yoni, can you speak? I think you can't. Avinoam. So Yoni.
If each one can atone for this deficiency, each one of us feels it, cover it, compensate it with the greatness of the Creator, with confidence, with the knowledge that there's knowledge besides Him, with the web of connection between us, knowing that everything that happens to us will make us turn to the Creator, and we'll do it together in prayer of many, as the friend said. If we do it this way, then there will be the connection between us and the plea to Him.
Yes, we need to kind of concentrate this request between us to see that indeed this is the only thing that we need and to get hold of it like children, that we need to reach this warmth between us, this love between us, the quality of his soul, like a child who doesn't want to let go of his mother, so we want him to not let go of us, to be between us, and so that each time if we lose that feeling for a moment, even the warmth of the connection between us, we have to renew it with great forces. Marcos.
Always to grow stronger in the connection between us. So we will strengthen the request between us. One towards the other, we should think how we can cleave to the Creator and the connection for it to always grow.
Rav, when do we feel that from the connection between us, when the Creator strengthens this connection and He ensures the connection, He sustains it, out of this connection between us, we can shift to a connection with the Creator? Out of adhesion among the friends, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. When do we shift? At what point of feeling, at what quality of connection? What are we supposed to feel in the connection between us in order to say, finally, now we can also turn to the Creator? Not to use Him, but rather to shift to Him.
Maybe yearning to take it to the next level after we've exerted and everything possible, we still can't live in the hearts of the friends, to really live for them, to want for them, and to be set on it, that we have to come to it, because there's no other way, there's no way up from anything else. Then that demand, that yearning, makes room for the man from the Creator, from that force that only He can make the change.
It's a good question. When? Even the when is not upon us. When He will want, let Him bring that. We only need to work on the yearning. Even the yearning towards there is none else besides Him is greater than feeling there is none else besides Him. At least this is how it should be for us. And the more we should try as much as possible to uplift ourselves, to try to depict this feeling of that single fabric, that we're not cells that are trying to connect, but trying to be one living fabric. And then you need the force of life. You need the force of life. All the components are all nicely arranged in the cell. You have the material and everything, but where is life? We don't have life. Where is the Creator? We want Him to flow between us. So constantly just depict the Kli, and from there the force of life will start to stem and to flow between us. Danny.
Ultimately, nothing we can do. It comes down to the Rabash principles to go back and back and realize it and implement it. I think with myself, first of all, I'm total gratitude about the workshop and what Rav is doing with us. And I'm also full of shame. Why can't we do it by ourselves? Why each time you need the upper one to give us a push, a prick to make us pull ourselves up? And in a moment, we're on the wagon. So I have this pain. How come we didn't do it? How come we're not doing it each and every moment? But let's take it as another trial and try to do it for the next time, Johnny.
Yes, I think that maybe we should reach some wall so that we cannot get out of it and we will truly feel our nature, and only the Creator can take us to the next degree in our connection. This will be the place of the prayer of many, a request, since we have no choice, and the necessity to reach that next stage.
I think that the Creator is something that you have in the very beginning and then the very end. In the middle, there's all the work between us. We don't feel, we don't understand what the Creator is. It's like an abstract concept. We have to just remember about Him like a goal without understanding. But ultimately, we reached what Shoni said, this despair. The despair from our ability to connect and understand this is what comes next, and then the prayer will come up for the Creator.
We succeed in uniting everything to the Creator, all the states, the good ones and the bad ones, but not to think, well, not with forces that I bring out of myself, but with forces that I get from the 10. Questions. All the friends all over the world, do you have any questions about it? About what we, this exercise, what we talked about? Go ahead.
Good morning, Rav. Buongiorno, Rav.
Morning, buongiorno.
È la sensazione di prendersi cura di un bambino la forza che ci spinge ad andare avanti nella costruzione della decina?
The force that pushes us to continue building the ten, it's like caring for a small child. Is that the same?
I don't know. It's a depiction, so each one can depict it to himself the way he wants to. I see the construction of the ten. It's like a tray that we serve to the Creator, that He has to hold it, strengthen it, establish it. It is all the work of the Creator. And by that, we give Him great pleasure. We do Him a great favor by giving Him this work. On the other hand, we know that we're preparing it for Him in order for Him to be revealed and enjoy. But that would be the next stage.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вы задали вопрос на семинар, в какой момент мы переходим от ощущения.
You asked a question in the workshop, at what moment are we moving from the feeling of the ten to the feeling of the Creator in the ten? And I would like to understand how it happens.
I cannot answer you about this because it's a matter of feeling. It's a matter of feeling. This is why it is called taste and see that the Lord is good. Anything related to the Creator, we have to discover it in our sensation. When we engage in it, we engage in it, and we want Him to strengthen us and to hold us, that we ourselves are incapable of having a connection between us. But I need Him in order to sustain that connection between us. Right now, for me, the network of connection between us is what is important, so I turn to Him. Then, of course, we work together, me, the Ten, and the Creator, But what is important for me is the 10, because without the 10, I cannot approach him. So right now, I'm only concerned about the network of connection between us. I on my side and the Creator on his side, let us build that network of connection called a Kli.
Latin 6. Latin 6.
El fortalecimiento de la conexión en la decena.
Strengthening the connection in the 10. Is it done gradually from the one who is closest to the one who is farthest? Or should it be done in an integral way with the closest friend and the farthest friend on the same level?
I'm not making such calculations. For me, the 10 is a 10. If one is missing, everything is lacking. So I don't pay attention who should I make a connection with, this and then this and then that. I want the entire 10 integrally.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, вот мы пришли к такому ответу вот на последний вопрос, что если человек вот творец.
We've reached such an answer for the last question that if the Creator awakens a person and not a friend, then he has a concern for the friends, the group, then it passes on to the whole world. Is this the transition point? Will you get some extra responsibility for the whole world?
No, I don't care about the whole world right now. I can't grasp the whole world. I'm in the 10. Even later, when I go and I expand the ten, I don't expand it by growing it all over the world, but I bring the whole world into the 10. The concept of the 10 remains a 10. Except behind every friend, there may be billions or millions of people. That's it.
Ita free.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Per favore, potresti chiarire meglio cosa significa rivolgersi al creatore, non per usarlo, ma.
Teacher, can you explain what does it mean to turn to the Creator? How do I use him? In order for us to connect to him through the 10.
The way you connect to a friend. When you connect to a friend. I turn to someone from the Italian group. And I tell him, translate from Italian to English. That's it. I turn to him. I use him. I truly use him. Because the main thing for me is the connection in the society. And the force that helps is the Creator. It's only one of the modes that exist in the Creator, but this is what I need to use now. Don't be afraid to turn to him in this way. We need him to reveal the connection between us, to strengthen the connection between us, to open it to us so we will be connected to one another. After he connects it us, after he does it, we'll begin to feel that he enjoys it. This is called the work of the Creator. For him, it's a source of pleasure. What else can he do? Tell me. What else can he do? What we're asking him to do, to strengthen us, to bind us as a ten. For him, this is the ultimate pleasure. And when we reveal more and more of the evil inclination, and we ask of him, do it more, and connect us even more and more. We give him pleasure, and this pleasure we feel is the light of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, echida. It's pleasure from connection.
Posso chiedere ancora, maestro?
Ciao, Cela.
Can I ask another question?
Please. Perché io capisco quello che tu mi dici, però purtroppo.
I understand what you say, however, unfortunately, I'm talking about myself right now. It's as if I take more from the friends and I don't manage to give them. It's a too strong of a feeling, so I don't manage to move, to untie this connection.
It's because you're arranging things incorrectly. Incorrectly. Meaning, what can you give? Nothing. You can only turn to the Creator and for Him to do it, for Him to give, for Him to fill, for Him to do. Activate the upper force, make Him work. It's pleasure for Him because He wants to bestow. By asking Him to connect you, to make corrections, you bestow to Him, you give Him, not that you receive from Him. Okay. Latin 7. Okay.
Latin 7.
Buen día, querido Rav. Dentro del taller
estaba... Today, dear Rav, in the workshop we had about the question with a friend. He says, should I abstain from feeling pleasure in the feeling of feeling pleasure in the work for the 10? Sometimes I prefer not to feel this pleasure, not to enjoy it.
You need to enjoy. I need to enjoy. When I make corrections in the 10 and I feel an uplifted spirit from it, that's good. It's very good. I don't need to suffer. It's not a sign that I'm working for or against the will to receive. It's a sign that I'm in a state of happiness, gladness, as a result of good deeds. Read about it, okay?
Czechoslovakia.
Hello. I don't actually know how to ask, but I feel... us as space, and each of us is that point of heart in that space, and between all of us is that creator, and to reach the goal is simply only to ask this creator between us to reach this connection.
Very well. Okay. He's a painter, so he depicts it more in a more painterly fashion. Very well. Moscow 2.
Moscow 2.
Раф, сейчас на семинаре какая предпочтительнее была форма? То есть как поршни в машине четко мозговым штурмом, даже если нечего сказать.
What form would be preferable now? To do it in a workshop, to do it a brainstorm, even if you have nothing to say, you still say it. And we simply had to complete one another, or if we keep silent, should we stay silent?
I can't relate to it. Try as much as you can. I don't have such a depiction.
No. United VG1.
Говорили, что мы можем от связи с товарищами перейти к связи с Творцом.
We said that out of the connection with the friends, we can shift to a connection with the Creator. Not to use the connection with the Creator, but actually shift to it. What is the difference between using it and shifting to it?
Use the Creator, so He will ensure the connection between us. Once there is connection between us, and the Creator seemingly ensures it, guarantees it, He's in it, then we begin to use the connection between us in order to relate to Him, to fill Him. That's the difference here between the use, the different uses, using the Creator for the sake of building the Kli and using the Creator as a place of fulfillment. There are many things about it, we'll see. It's the whole ladder. The whole ladder is built from that, Moscow 3.
Good
morning, Rav. You said that we're giving contentment to the Creator only when we ask of Him for connection to be one. It sounds very simple. Where's the catch? Because our 10 is asking connection for connection from the Creator each day. We build a prayer, but something must be missing in this picture. That is, we're always giving contentment to the Creator in our 10, if so, because we're asking for Him 24/7.
Maybe it's not so. You're not doing it enough. You have to ask of Him, that's true, but you have to be certain that He is helping, and that He is helping specifically to connect you. And why do you need to be connected? Maybe the intention is egoistic. As much as you check your attention and you want your connection to be for the sake of mutual bestowal and from the bestowal of each one to the other 9, you wish to create a common bestowal to Him and so on and so forth. So you have to check it. This is our work. We have to delve into this deeper every day.
Can I focus this? I would like to scrutinize the following thing. Seemingly we've reached a certain boundary. Everything is working very clearly for us. We have a shot, we have a goodbye, we build a prayer, we ask throughout the day, the 10 meets, yet somewhere inside, seemingly we've stumbled across something and we don't know how to continue. Something is lacking. What should we add?
The heart.
17.
We get stuck when we try to turn to the Creator in such a simple way as you're saying all the time. How do we overcome it?
Together, all of you.
Turkey free.
Bizler onun içerisinde cevap bulmak isterken aramızdaki tamamlayıcı bir bağ oluşuyor. Ama çalıştığı uzadığı zaman bu bağı hissedemiyoruz. Bu kişi için doğru bir koşul.
While we want to find the answer in 10, there is a connection between us. But when the workshop is extended, we feel this connection a little less. Is this the right condition for the person?
אבל כשמסתיימת הסדנה, אז אנחנו מרגישים את הקשר הזה קצת פחות. אז איך אנחנו עובדים עם זה?
צריכים, העיקר זה להחזיק קשר בינינו.
The important thing is to hold on to the connection between us. It's not the lesson itself is not so important. Rather, the connection between us should grow stronger and stronger and remain after the lesson, between the lessons, and from one lesson to the next, it should be stronger. This is the main thing we need. You don't need to know what we're studying or anything like that. Just have the ever-growing connection from lesson to lesson.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. You said before that you see the 10 as a tray. As a tray that we have to elevate to the Creator. How do we elevate a common tray? And what does it mean to do it together? What is this together?
Together means that you cannot disconnect from one another. Together means that you're one body. There's no one or the other or third. Rather, the feeling that you are together. This is a feeling. I can't explain it in words.
We now had a workshop. Each one in the 10 said things that to me seems like they're contradicting. How can I bring it into unity.
Did you ask each and every one the connection between you, and you constantly thought of the connection? Did you imagine to yourself what is the connection and how the Creator is present there and is holding it, sustaining it? Is the Creator in Israel, the light, the Creator, are one? Is this clear?
Kiev one.
Да, ну вот я как раз продолжение вопроса товарища, что я это.
It's exactly continuing the question by the friend. When I seemingly ask for it and I feel the connection with the friends in the workshop, in the lesson, how together is it really?
Until you feel everyone together with you. Try to feel it like that all the time. What you feel is indeed what you feel. It's true. Are the others feeling the same? The Creator will connect you and give you a common feeling. And then you will be in this common feeling also with Him.
So, what you said about different degrees of feeling these lights, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama.
No, it's too early for that. That's a difference in connection, the strengthening the essential connection between each and every degree. As much as we can feel in our heart, in our brain, we feel one another, we integrate in one another, we understand, we can maybe take the place of the other in different forms. That's the matter of the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chayechida. Because the will to receive is the will to receive light, fulfillment, yes, but the difference between them is in the essence of the connection.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Rav, for my earlier conversation with one of the friends. When we use him like a baby looking at a grown-up, where should I look at?
Didn't understand.
We want to use the Creator in order to get to know Him. So I'm like a baby looking at a grown-up. Where should I look?
Look at the connection that He needs to establish between us. I spoke about it. The connection He wishes to establish between us. Moscow 6.
Rav, правильно ли я понял, что удержать Творца мы можем только
Rav, did I understand correctly that we can hold the Creator only if we add on to the connection between us each and every day, between the lessons?
Correct. Only if we constantly strengthen the connection from moment to moment, not from lesson to lesson. From moment to moment, we think about the strengthening of the connection between us. Only in this way, we advance. Or rather, we don't fall, we don't disappear from spirituality. Is that clear?
United VG3.
We hold on to the Creator when in our exertion,
if we wish to strengthen the Creator, to hold on to the Creator, to obligate the Creator, it's only together. One is very weak in that, each and every one. Okay? Одесса.
Я ощущаю связь с Творцом, когда прихожу к молитве там. Молюсь, когда либо благодарю.
I feel the connection with the Creator when I come to the prayer, or do I pray when I'm grateful to Him, or when I lack something? Let's say lack for connection. I don't understand. Are there any other sensations besides these two forms?
None, only by the prayer, the plea to the Creator, we can begin to feel Him and to form a connection with Him.
То есть получается, вот эта сеть между нами, в которой раскрывается Творец, это тоже только повод для.
So it turns out that this network that is revealed between us as the Creator, it's only through prayer.
Yes.
Sì, la domanda è: che significa ignorare i nostri sentimenti? Ed in che modo possiamo fare questo?
What does that mean to ignore our feeling, in what way can we do it?
Only together. These are things that I cannot scrutinize right now. We have too many people here. Tel Aviv 2.
What is the difference between the way in which I perceive myself and the world within reason and above reason?
It's the difference between corporeality and spirituality. Rehovot.
The moment that we identify a difficulty of someone else, I can raise a prayer and somehow tie the 10 to it so that the request will come from the 10.
You can awaken the 10 so the request will come from the entire 10. That's typically what we wish to do.
Rav,
please tell me, when we say, what is the meaning of our life, what is the taste for our life, what is the meaning of our life in spirituality?
Bestow to the other, love of others.
French.
From our request for connection, I should see greater connection in the society among the friends, or there's no relation between what I see in the friends and what I'm asking for?
I want to see more connection, a greater connection, and if not, I am asking for more and more until my request becomes true, granted.
Why don't the Kabbalists come and promise us all kinds of gifts and pleasures if we just follow them?
It's completely the opposite from the Creator, that you will fill your vessels of reception. But in the beginning of the path, we tell them what is that the wisdom of Kabbalah opens, how it opens up to a person, how we can fill him. That's what we do. Except we don't say that for that we need to turn ourselves from in order to receive to in order to bestow. This is the technique by which we come to spiritual pleasures, where spiritual pleasures are pleasures from bestowal and not from reception. We're not telling this to beginners because, after all, they will not understand it. It will simply repulse them and push them away from advancing. Rather, we talk about revealing the world, thoughts of fame, that everything will become clear in the world and our history and so on and so forth. But we're not talking about the correction itself in order to bestow, because it will not be clear to them. They will not understand. So this is how we speak. I don't think we should not speak in such a way that you will suffer, you'll feel bad. God forbid. Why should things be bad? You were given a group. With the help of the group, you need to overcome towards connection. Inside the connection, you'll discover eternal pleasures, infinite pleasures, so great that all the pleasures of this world are worthless. Go ahead. We have to come to it. There's a psychological overcoming of sorts. But it's all before you. We're not lying. It's simply not in the vessels that a person have right now. You cannot come to know spirituality like that. But you also can't talk about it because those who don't undergo this shift, this change, will not understand what we're talking about. Even many of the friends who are now with us, with me. They don't understand what we're talking about. So what? That's how we advance. That's how a child also learns. He cannot tell what's before him. We, the grown-ups, know that he'll have to go through this and that and the other, and then we'll have a feeling and have a sensation of those things. But for the time being, he doesn't have such a feeling. But that's how you grow up. That's how you grow up.
PT 25.
Hello. Sometimes the yearning for connection is felt like the love of friends being the kli. Sometimes it jumps and it becomes the creator. How do we aim correctly so that we would yearn correctly towards the creator, so it won't be the creator but rather the love of friends?
We need to be connected between us, between the friends, as much as possible in order to scrutinize just how much we need to be connected with the Creator in order to maintain our web of connections to such an extent that we'll be able to begin to reveal Him and give Him contentment. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. PT 18.
Good morning. My teacher, I wanted to ask something, also something I was reading about beforehand. Is a Kabbalist happier in the darkness and then in the light because he knows that a minute later he will receive the force of the Masach?
Kabbalists are happy about the darkness because that's a place of work. In them they can bring the light of chassadim, correction, and then the Creator can be revealed. Darkness means that the Creator is present according to the level of darkness, but it cannot be revealed because there is not enough light of chassadim. Light of chassadim is up to us. It depends on the measure of bestowal between us, the measure of connection between us, and then we discover the Creator as the light of chokhmah.
Latin 7.
Hola, sí. Una pregunta de un amigo. Esto que dice ustedes juntos es el masaj sobre nuestro.
Question from a friend. What you said about the togetherness, about the masaj, on our personal feelings, or does it mean that we need to have the same intention?
The important thing is to have the same intention in our personal feelings. We cannot scrutinize anything, we cannot criticize or discuss.
PT 25. You said that if one is missing in the tent, then everything is missing. So I'd like to ask about a friend, a very dear friend that everybody knows. He's not with us for a long time. He doesn't come. We don't manage to awaken him, to pray for him. He also left roles that he had in dissemination. What can we do? Is it enough to feel internally that he's missing, or should we do everything so that he won't be missing also in practice, in lessons, in roles?
If he's missing, he's missing. You need to complete him. Stop feeling sorry. Stop feeling sorry. As Bala Sulam writes, many more will fall along the way, and there's nothing to do. Don't sit and lament each one. Where is he and where is he? Like with a donkey. You help him once to get up, help him twice to get on the path. If he didn't get up the second time, we let him go and we keep going. And don't make it into a ritual.
Latin.
¿Cómo hacemos integral el amor a esos amigos que no llegan a la clase matinal?
How can we make it so that we will have
integral love to the friends who don't show up for the morning lesson.
If a friend doesn't show up to the lesson, he's not a friend. Very simple. In my eyes, it's like that. And stop caring for people who regularly don't show up to the lessons. It's not good. We should worry about those who are there, not those who are not there. We need to take care of those who are alive and not the dead.
USA Northwest.
Барасулам пишет, что есть железная стена, которая.
Барасулам writes that there is this iron wall that he wants to explode, to break, so that people would start receiving the wisdom of Kabbalah. We, your students, try to disseminate. We act inside of our tents in order to connect up to infinity. And together with that, we have an iron wall when we try to disseminate. And each one of the 10 is trying to disseminate. So what's standing in our way? How do we explode it?
It's only if you connect between you. It has nothing to do with dissemination. Only if you connect between you, beyond all the borders and boundaries, enter and be as one man in one heart. That's what's important.
Moscow 7. Мы на собрании десятки обсуждали.
In the gathering of our 10, we talked about it, about the following question. Is it worthwhile to do this exercise? In one of our meetings throughout the day, we will do it without a physical connection in Zoom, to try to do it virtually, that is, without connecting together.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good. We are not able to remain completely without contact to this world.
No, BBUK.
BBUK.
Rav, in many countries like the UK, the lockdown measures have been, you know, removed, which will make us more busier than we are now. What's your advice in keeping this connection stronger as it has been during the lockdown?
I don't know. I can't recommend for you what to do with the quarantine without it. You hear what we're talking about and you can derive your own conclusions. I'm not getting into such scrutinies. Today it's like this, tomorrow it's like that, in each state. No. We are going to the next lesson.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing together.
The world is broke apart. We come to connect the hearts, turning dark into light. Arm in arm we stand, holding hand in hand. The new future we, the new future we, the new future we ride. So fun, be filled with every delight. Stand up strong and proud, sound the horn so loud. We found the meaning in, we found.
Future we, the new future we, the new future we ride.